Hello there. I am Ethan Iverson. I'm a jazz pianist and composer based in New York. I also do a fair amount of writing about music. I'm originally from Wisconsin, a small town called Menominee, but I moved to New York in 1991. I'm mostly known for jazz, but I had a long association with the Mark Morris Dance Group, which is ongoing, actually. And the jazz group I toured a lot with was the Bad Plus. Since I'm a professional musician, I've also written so much about the music, I have a lot of, you know, I see stuff through sort of like the critical lens, which is not that interesting. I'm tempted to just tell the, like, a childhood memory. My parents were both, I think, artistically minded and sort of hippies, I would say. They moved from Minnesota to this small town, Menominee, because my dad got a job as an art teacher there. He was a painter and he was teaching fine arts at Stout University. They lived in town in a small house until I was three, and then they moved out to the country. It was a farm. We didn't do any farming, but it was still sort of had substantial amount of land and so forth and some outbuildings. No one was musical. My mother's brother played some country music, but nobody immediate to me was a musician. And however, when I started going to preschool, which I guess is what, 6 years old or something like that, I started playing the piano all the time. I would just be banging around on the low register, just making dark sounds, pedal down, I'm sure. A bit of a surprise pregnancy. My mother got pregnant with my brother Spencer, and I think she was worried about me feeling jealous of the attention that they were about to lavish on the new kids. So she thought, I better buy Ethan a piano. He's playing this piano there. Apparently he won't stop, so I'll get him a piano also because that'll be good for him if he's jealous. So to her credit, she went around and at some other farmhouse, some auction, she got a Busch and Gertz piano for $40 or whatever. Yeah, an upright, big upright. It was delivered to our house on July 15th, 1980. My brother had just been born. He was born on June 30th, 1980. So he was a brand new baby. And we were there, and as the piano was getting delivered, the skies started to lower, and the rain kicked up, and the wind kicked up, and the piano delivery truck got stuck. They managed to get the piano in, but then they had to call a second truck to come tow out the first truck, as, you know, it's really starting to get crazy. And turned out to be the night of, in Wisconsin history, a fairly significant date. The July 15th, 1980 storm was a major one. Several people died, and everybody lost power and all that sort of stuff. But my dad realized that we needed to huddle, like, in a safe space. So we actually all crouched down between the new piano and the inner wall. And I remember this oil lamp flickering, and there we are sort of protected by the piano. And the next morning, it was very dramatic because all of our biggest trees were felled in the storm, and we lost a couple of buildings. It was really a scene. It was really a big deal, the storm in that part of the world. And so that was sort of a proper start to a musical career, I guess, was the day the piano arrived. I'm eternally in her debt for that piano because I've never had to work for a living. I've just played music. I know what work is. Whatever I do is not work.